I'm really happy to introduce you to this person. Her name is Josie Farenhold, and she's from my own neighborhood, although we haven't met, Northgate School District. Josie lives in Bellevue. I live in Avalon. She's 13 and in seventh grade.
Eighth grade.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll check that and make a little note here. I thought that might be the case.
Yeah.
But now we've got you in the right grade. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What do you like to do?
Well, I like animals. That's why I went to Animal Friends. I dance. I do hip hop. And I also like, I heard they have a writing like shop here, and I like to write too.
Oh, excellent. I'd love to see you get involved in our writing program here outside at the Youth Media Center. I know that Northgate had its homecoming. Was it this week?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, as an eighth grader, you might not get involved in that. I saw the eighth grade musicians were playing with the high school band, which looked kind of neat. And how did you get into hip hop?
I think when I started, I was nine. Yeah. And I loved Dance Moms because they were from Pittsburgh. And then I was watching movies about like dancing, and I was like, I want to do that. And then I got into it, and I've been doing it for quite a bit now. And I don't know, it's like a good release.
Oh, that's good to know. Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout out to that might hear this later or now? Feel free.
Hi, Mom. Hi to my mom and all the rest of my family members that are watching. Hi, and I love you.
Now, some people don't know anything about Animal Friends. Mm-hmm. You are pretty much of an expert. So can you talk a little bit about what happens there, what they do?
So we would go in, and they have a really nice setup, and you walk over, and there was a room that we stayed in, and we did a lot of activities that had to do with like educational stuff, like with the dogs and like learning about like, we learned like the Heimlich for dogs and like CPR and stuff like that, and we learned what they can eat and not eat, and we also learned a lot about like what they did there. And we got a tour of the entire place, and they have like a medical center there. And right across the hall, there was all the shelter animals. And there was actually this really big like cat colony, and it was like a hoarding situation. And they all like, they were taking such good care of them. And it was like, they all had like, they were all named after vegetables. It was really cute. So like they were called the veggie cats. And
these were cats that were rescued from somebody that had a lot of cats and they needed help. What got you so interested in animals?
It's just been something that I've loved like my entire life is like the way I think about it in my head is like sometimes people can be hard and animals, they don't really judge you. It's like some are different, but they don't like, they don't get angry at you. They do, but like they're not the same way people do.
Now, I think sometimes animals are more reliable than people, and I don't mean that to sound negative towards people as much as I do positive towards animals. Do you have any pets at home?
Yeah, at my dad's house, I have three cats, two dogs, and a hamster.
Wow.
Yeah, and at my mom's house, I have a cat and a dog, so yeah.
That's a lot of pets.
Yeah.
I have two cats. I don't really have the bandwidth for a dog. I like dogs, but I'm not sure if a dog would like living with us because cats get just enough attention. So this experience, did it last all of the summer or?
It was a week, yeah.
Well, that's huge. And you got to go behind the scenes and learn more. Did anything surprise you or? I'm sure you learned some new things that you never knew before by working with Animal Friends.
Something that like intrigued me was like the whole like thing is called, you know, Alicia's Apprenticeship.
Yes.
And It was about this girl who worked there, and she died, and she committed suicide because of depression. And that when her mom came in and we were talking about it in this room, and she was talking about how much Alicia like loved these animals, and it was really sad to me, like, that I cried a little when her mom was talking about it, because I was like, there's this girl who loves animals like me, and unfortunately, you know, she died. And it's like, we're doing this because the entire time we were there, we were talking about the ripple effect, and like how something, you can do something little and then it'll, you know, cause waves. And she did something, not little, but she did something small as walking dogs every day. And she, like, those dogs were like, she just had a way with them. That's what her mom said. And it's like, that was like, wow, like, if she can do that too, it's like, I can do stuff with these animals, and then it might not be big, but it impacts them a lot, and then they can get families and they can get better. And but yeah,
and now you're inspiring other people to do this kind of work, and I'm glad that you mentioned Alicia and her story. I'm sure you know other people your own age, maybe other people older, who sometimes have depression, and it's hard to work through. And it's good, I think, to have that exposure to understand it. Do you think mental health is, well, I don't want to ask it this way, but is it talked about in your school? I was going to ask you if you think it's being handled well, but I don't. I hate to ask a judgy question like that because it's hard to handle. But are people talking about it openly? Do you feel like there's folks to go to?
That my school, they have a really nice setup where it's like, we have this thing called the chill room. And it's like, you get to go in there, and if you're like feeling, there's a licensed therapist in there. And if you need just like support, if you're having a bad day or you have something going on at home, you can go there and you can take out, I think they can also, you can have like scheduled therapy sessions. And at my school, it's a pretty big thing, like with my guidance office too, they're really supportive about it. And the fact they have a whole room you can just go to and just calm down a minute is great. So I think they're handling pretty well.
That's really good to know. And this is a Northgate school district. Did you notice a change during the pandemic and after the pandemic in terms of how kids feel about themselves and being with other students?
I honestly, from my personal experience, after the pandemic, I feel like with TikTok and everything like that, people got a lot more judgy, and not necessarily mean, but it's like with like, not like fast fashion, but like with like stuff like that, people, you get pressured to like be a certain way, and it's constantly changing with TikTok. And I think it did change a lot. I think people's like perspectives of other people like changed dramatically, because we weren't around everyone for such a long time, and like we were inside for a long time, and you know, that can cause depression, anxiety, and
what about things I say sometimes, nobody ever posts about a burned dinner. You know, all you see are the best of the best of everybody. And you see these ideals that no single person could ever possibly live up to. And I like what you said before about animals not judging you. I mean, they may judge you based on, they may reflect how you treat them, but they're not playing head games or anything like that. Have you thought about what you might, well, let's talk more first about what you did. So you, I'm sure, walk dogs and cats. How, so you learned the Heimlich maneuver and CPR for dogs, also for cats, or just?
We learned it for both of them. There's this woman who came in, and she, I think she saved, like, she had to do it on 14 different animals. And yeah. And she saved 8 of them. 6 of them she couldn't. But she came in and she showed it to us. And we're not, like, certified, but she showed it to us. And It's basically the same thing you would do on a person, but she, we did the CPR thing and then the Heimlich thing, and it was, there was, they had this like fake, dog in there that they, you could go up to and you can feel it breathing. And it was like a fake dog. And they also chipped these dogs with microchips so you could see where they put the microchips on.
Oh, I always wondered about that. Where do they put them?
They put them, like, on the back of their neck, and then they have, like, a scanner thing so you can see, like, where it is. And they, you could see it in the fake dogs, too, and it's just a shot that goes in.
And is CPR, I'm thinking of mouth-to-mouth, but
yeah.
I have a friend who gave a cat mouth-to-mouth. Now, that I can kind of understand, but with a dog... A dog's mouth is such an odd shape. Did they talk about how that gets done?
So the woman says you can do it mouth to mouth, but that's how she prefers to do it because she's like, I'd rather do that than have a dog die. But they call it mouth to snout, so you have to do it in their nose.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That, wow. I would. Yeah. I mean, I would do anything to save an animal if I knew how to do it. And they've got, do they have bunnies there?
Yeah.
I thought so. Is that it? It's dogs, cats?
And bunnies.
And bunnies. Yeah. Did you work with the bunnies at all?
They brought us in and they showed them to us too. They this one day we went around and we had three separate groups and we went around from the dogs, the cats, and the bunnies. And they had these two bunnies that were brothers and they did not like each other. And they had to be separated the entire time. I thought it was funny.
We had two cats that were siblings and we thought as litter mates they would be just fine together, and no, they weren't.
They hate each other, yeah.
It's just like with people, I guess sometimes your siblings are not necessarily the people you want to hang out with. Have you thought about like what you might like to do when you're older? You've got some time, just you know, at this point being in eighth grade. But
my whole life I've always said I wanted to be a vet. Like that's... With my me going to Animal Friends, I thought it would help with getting that. I don't really know yet, but if I had like one main goal, that's what I would want to do.
I'm not surprised. You seem to just love animals so much. Is there anything else you want to talk about your experience there?
Just that, like I said, with the whole thing with, like, Alicia, it really, like, it touched me because she, myself, I have anxiety. I go to a therapist and I have anxiety and depression. It's just, like, sad because there was, like I said, a girl like me who, like, adored animals, and that, at her time, that her mom talked about something about, like, that was her purpose and that was what she wanted to do. And even though she's not here, it's like I felt it. It was like this girl, you know. Yeah.
It's good to know her story for so many reasons. Full of goodness and compassion and kindness. And sometimes you have a momentary lack of coping skills and dying by suicide happens, and it's good to be able to remember Alicia and this program. I'm glad you got to meet her mom, too, Alicia's apprentices. It's courageous of her mom to come in and to talk about those things. What else do you like to do? You mentioned dance before and hip-hop. Any other, like, do you have subjects in school you especially like? Probably English, you mentioned writing.
I like writing. I wrote something about my mom with me and my mom, and it was a writing prompt that we had, and my ELA teacher was like, you need to get a job in writing. I was like, I might. Either that or veterinary stuff, that would be fun. But I like doing that, too, because... it's kind of that actually when I was writing about that story that I wrote about with my mom, that I was thinking about the ripple effect, and I was like, if I can write something that, like, it's something little like this, that's just a writing prompt, if I can write about it, and if she reads it to the class and she's like, because she reads, because she does that sometimes, if she reads it to the class anonymously, if someone's like, I relate to that. I get how it feels. It's like, well, then I did something right. You know what I mean? Because, like, now they're like, someone else gets it. Someone else gets how I feel with my parents or my mom or my dad. Like, yeah.
Somebody really, well, I was going to say somebody raised you really well, but I think a lot of this comes from inside of you, too.
Yeah.
But who influenced you growing up? Because you really have a very strong set of values, and I think not only are a good person, but really want
Thanks.
To be a kind and good person. How do you think you became that way?
My mom has borderline personality disorder, and she, with her my entire life, no hate to my mom, but with her, I had to learn a different way of communicating and, like, understanding with her.
Made you, gave you some wisdom that
yeah.
a lot of people don't
maybe
have to negotiate until later in life or that might not
mm-hmm.
come across.
Yeah, with my, but I think the person with, like, the values is, like, definitely my dad. He's always been, like, he has had his struggles in his life, but he's, like, my idol, man. Like, he's a lot of things, but he is a great dad. Seriously, like, he's so cool. And I think a lot of the time it's just something, like, he tries so hard sometimes, and I see it, and then I'm like, I want to do stuff like that too.
You, like, want to be able to give back. And
yeah.
Do you have any siblings?
Yeah, I have 4 siblings.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where did they fall in age compared to you?
My younger sister is 7, and then my little brother is 5, and then there's 2 twins that are both 2.
Oh, my gosh. That's
yeah.
a lot to now I'm the youngest of 3.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think that was the best position to be in. I got a lot of the attention and none of the blame, generally. How do you like being an older sister?
I always wanted an older brother. Like, I was the oldest. My mom and my dad were together, and then they split, and then I was the only one with my mom, and then my dad, my dad met my stepmom, and then they had them, and I always wanted, like I said, I always wanted an older brother, but then it's kind of ironic, because I'm the oldest out of 4. Well, 5, I mean. But I like it. It's hard sometimes because they're, you know, all younger than me, but I like it because it's like when something as little, like when I brush my sister's hair, or like I try to, like, she's like, can you help me, I want to see like how this dress looks, or like how this makeup looks. I'm like, yeah, I'll help you. And I want, because I want her to feel how I wish I could have, like, with an older sibling,
mm-hmm.
how I think it should be with her, when those nice moments when I'm not yelling at her.
You're a good role model. Animal Friends, it's thinkoutsidethecage.org is their website, thinkoutsidethecage.org. And while we're talking about Animal Friends, your experience during the summer, of course, has ended, and it was very limited.
Mm-hmm.
For people listening, adults as well as younger people who might want to get involved in Animal Friends, can you talk about some of the things they can do, and then that might encourage them to go to the website and become a volunteer?
So if there's a apprenticeship next year, I don't know all the programs they do, but if there's another Alicia's apprenticeship next year, I would say, if you're a younger person like me, I would say definitely do it, because it's really fun, and it helps you learn the entire, like, structure of the place. And if you want to be a volunteer later on, they have online courses for bunnies, and you have to take all the courses for what you want to do, but then you go there, and I think you have to get a certain amount of hours, but yeah, then you can go and volunteer. And they have, for actual classes, you have to have you have to go in person for dogs and cats. But yeah,
I'll bet you meet really great people too, because you already have something in common,
yeah.
which is the love of animals. So it's
mm-hmm.
fun to meet people. Are you sticking around with Animal Friends? Are you going to keep doing things?
Me and my stepmom were just talking about, we couldn't I think next month there's going to be all opening volunteer courses. And until you're 18, you have to go with a parent. So if you want to, like, go in with your parent, if you have time and you can learn the what to do with the dogs, and you have to walk dogs and do stuff with cats as with a parent. But once you're 18, you can do it by yourself. Or 16, I don't remember.
Well, you can find out. The website is thinkoutsidethecage.org. And we're talking about Animal Friends, like everybody knows where it is. But Animal Friends is a shelter built with funding in part by a wonderful, is it Mr. Cluck? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know.
I think it is. I'll check on that myself. Yeah. But it's on Camp Horn Road in the near North Hills, not too far out. And you can find it there. Is there anything else you'd like to say or add? I'm gonna look up that information as you're talking.
Just that, you know, if you, I would say with like what they taught us about the ripple effect, you can do like little things that don't really seem like they matter, but like something as little as like we said, like walking a dog, like that doesn't really seem like much, but it is. It's, you could change that dog's life just by like caring about it and, you know, building a relationship with it, or something that doesn't even have to do with that, like something like helping your mom or helping your dad with something, or helping your sister or brother with like their homework or something like that, or just doing something little. If someone's having a bad day and you just go up to them and say, hey, are you okay, do you want me to like sit with you, that does a lot. And like I said, doesn't seem like a lot, but it does. And then that person could go and, you know, that person could go and talk to someone else who's having a bad day. And it changes a lot of things.
Thank you. And I was just about to correct myself. Sarah just wrote to thank you, Sarah. It's thinkingoutsidethecage.org. I think I said think outside the cage. It's thinking OutsideTheCage.org, and Animal Friends has been around since 1943.
Yeah.
Their phone number, 412-847-7000. And I was correct about the Gluck family. I got that correct. Sarah, thank you. ThinkingOutsideTheCage.com or .org. ThinkingOutsideTheCage.org. I hope you'll come back to do things in our Youth Media Center. I'd love to have you share your writing with us. It's been wonderful to have you with us.
Yeah.
Makes me proud to live in your school district.
Thank you.
And thanks so much. You've caused some ripples here today, I think.
Thank you.